You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
We're in, you guys. It's necessary.
We're on camera now.
Awful. No, that is not cute.
No, that is not cute.
I want to make me laugh.
He's always late.
That's as well. Hello, hello, AfterBuzz fans. Bing is for doing, and I know you guys know that. If you're tuning in, this is the after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, your favorite Armenian family. Another fun episode. But before we dig in, I want to remind you to be sure to comment on us on iTunes. We really appreciate your comments, and we read them. We love them, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. We really want you to comment because it means that you're watching and you're engaging with us. And
let us know. I mean, if there's anything that you guys want us to change, please let us know. Because we love you guys, and I hope you guys love us. So let us know. Your comments are...
If you want more, we're working on getting some special guests into the studio for you. But if you want more, if you want us to play games, or there's something that we haven't covered that you don't think we've covered, we want to hear from you. So definitely make sure to rate us and make your comments on iTunes. They don't go unnoticed. We definitely pay attention. We read them.
And it's free.
And it's free! Who doesn't love read.com? F-R-E-E. So today we've got a special guest in the studio because unfortunately Giselle and Adria couldn't be with us today, but we're still holding down the fort. So I'm going to let everybody introduce themselves.
Okay, hey guys. I'm the girl who rocks Louboutins and drinks a 40 out of a brown paper bag. You can follow me on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn because I'm the girl who's always keeping it real one bitch at a time.
All right.
All right, I have to follow that. I'm Dario. I wear bow ties. I'm a Leo. No, I'm kidding.
Are you really? Are you a Leo?
I'm a Leo. Hi, everybody. I'm the guest host tonight.
Yes.
I'm excited to be here.
The lovely guest host.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes.
And you can follow me on Twitter as well, at Dario Christin, D-E-R-R-I-A-L, last name C-H-R-I-S-T-O-N.
Great. And I'm Deanna Vaughn. You guys can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. And just a real quick fun fact about our guest host, Daryl. Actually, both of us, we lived in New York City at the same time, and we kind of met each other.
I lived in New York City at the same time, too.
Can you calm down? There's a story behind this. We lived in New York City at the same time. We met through mutual friends. But the fun fact is we're both from the same hometown in Ohio.
And only lived like probably 10 minutes from
each other. Exactly. Like our high schools were like rivals. So how funny is that? And we found ourselves in LA. So, and now we find ourselves here. And we're watching the Kardashians together. So now it's time to throw down. All right. So this is, it's episode 12. It's called Parent Trapped, if you're tuning in. Now, this is a really good episode because basically, this is where we picked up from last week where Chris went to go see her ex, Todd.
Mm-hmm. This is a juicy episode.
I mean,
episode.
This is really juicy. And I think, I don't know. I personally was surprised that she actually went through with it and she actually met with Todd. What do you think?
Well, he calls her Snooka. That's his little pet name for her. And she doesn't seem to shy away from it. It's almost like she really likes it. She enjoys it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that was super inappropriate. And she's just confessing so much that she's fantasized about him for 20 plus years.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think she should have gone to go see the guy. If she had any prior feelings that are still kind of sitting inside of her. She needed to go see him.
But hold on for a second. So, first of all, she's married. She did not inform Bruce that she was going to do this beforehand. Mm-hmm. As a guy, like, how would you feel if your wife, your girlfriend, like, stepped out, she met with her ex who she had an affair with, and she didn't tell you first? How would that make you feel?
I mean, honestly, I would want to know prior to.
Right.
Of course, if she was having these feelings, I want her to sit down with me, let me know so we can talk about it before she goes to see the boyfriend. But overall, I would be happy that she did go see him, because if she does have those feelings, I don't want to be with her anyway. You know, I want to know as soon as possible.
After 21 years, you wouldn't feel a little betrayed?
Oh, of course. Yeah, for sure. I mean, but I still think that she wasn't in the wrong for going to see the guy.
I think she was in the wrong in how she went to go see
him. What about doing it? Okay.
And, you know, she also confesses that she needed closure for the rest of her life so that she could move on for the rest of her life. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, what does that mean? And she says something to Todd. She goes, you know, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. So is she knocking down her marriage? Is she trying to downplay it to Todd?
I actually didn't see it that way. I saw it as her saying to him, almost like, you know what, I know you might be having these feelings for me, and I'm just telling you the grass isn't greener. But I also want to point out or ask the question, after 20 years, why do you need closure? When you're married, you have a family together, you've got an extended family, you've had more kids. Why do you need closure after 20 years?
That doesn't matter. Listen, think about all those stories that we've heard about couples who were married to someone for like 20 years, 30 years, and then they rekindle with their first love, you know, and they both had been married, divorced, whatever, there was grandchildren, and they rekindle back to that first love after like 30, 40 years and get married. Or a relationship.
So you don't think there's a time limit on closure?
No, I don't think so. No.
You know, I'm the ultimate romantic. Like, I
you
understand.
Are.
I really am. Okay, don't look at me, girl. But, you know, I know those stories. It's the most heartwarming stories. Like, you know, what were you doing in your life that you waited 20 years to meet with your first love? And I get it, but I just think how she handled it was a little scandalous, and how she comes home all hippity-hoppity, like joyful, eating a cookie.
Yeah.
And she talks to Bruce in front of her daughter.
She was definitely wrong for doing that.
It's a little tasteless for me.
I agree.
Because at the end of the day, well, here, the topic is she was playing with fire, and she really wasn't sure what she was going to expect. So when she came home, woke him up out of bed, and she had the conversation so casually, hey, by the way, with her daughter in the room, like, what is she thinking?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you never want to see your parents fighting, first of all, as a kid.
No, and especially not about something like that.
And that was Kylie, right?
I believe it was Kylie.
You know, she shouldn't be sitting there listening to her parents talk about that stuff. She's going to remember those type of things 20 years from now when she's supposed to get married.
It's going to damage her.
It's going to damage therapy.
So did you guys not think that Chris was being super conniving and all of a sudden singing Bruce's praises and saying how much she appreciates him and how much she loves him and she's so happily married to him?
I think that she had the right idea, but I think it was just the bad timing, you know? So here you went and you met with your ex, and then you come home, you wake him out of a sleep to say, you know, hey, I just met with Todd. You know, I just think the timing was, and then the next thing out of her mouth was, I appreciate you so much. Back up the bus.
Right.
Like, you know, like he needed to react to the fact that you just went and saw your ex behind my back.
It doesn't matter.
And now
how
you're giving
much
me a compliment.
Me. Exactly.
Like, come on, you know.
But you're saying that it's okay that as long as your, let's say in a hypothetical, your girlfriend or your wife, as long as she informs you, you're okay with the situation?
Yeah, I just want to
really?
Know. I mean, like I said, I really would. Yes. In the ideal world, I'd like to know prior
to.
Are you sure you're a Leo?
I am a Leo. No, but the Leo wants to know, because Leo wants to know how to move forward. Because we, you know.
No, Leo wants to know how we're going to get that son of a.
Well, that comes later. That's how you know, that's a whole different subject right there. But yeah, I mean, I would want the closure to know if she still has feelings for this guy, even after 20 years, then we need to have a conversation about what's the next step.
Right. Well, and one more thing. Chris also, she admitted as she's having this conversation with Bruce that she's been fantasizing about Todd all these years. And then in the next sentence, it was, but I appreciate you so much. And, you know, and I love you. What, like, how would you feel if you heard that from a woman?
No, I wouldn't want to know. I mean, I would want to know, but I would be pissed off about that.
Like, that's
just ignorance. I can't believe she said that. I think she had too much Chardonnay at her little dinner date.
Yeah. Just because
that. I mean, if a man said that to me, my shoe would be like in his eyeball.
I love that sound effect. Agreed. So, moving on to the lie detector test.
Okay.
Do we think that was justified? A and B. What do we think about the results? Do we believe them?
I don't. Where were the results? Because he kind of
said she passed everything allegedly.
She sugarcoated the man sugarcoated everything for Chris, saying, "Well, you know, there could be deep emotions, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you want to be with him." Like, what the hell are you talking about? He was in the FBI or whatever for 40 years.
I think we made a comment during scene. We were just like, everything sounded good, but I don't believe anything he's saying right now. How much was he paid to give that little extra speech?
I mean, speaking of lie detector tests, I wonder if you can buy a lie detector test off of Amazon.com. What do y'all think?
You probably can.
I think so.
You can. Well, if you want to go buy a lie detector test or a book or electronics, whatever the case may be, we have this fantastic affiliate program with Amazon.com, and all we're asking you to do is take a little detour. You know, you still make the same purchase the same way, doesn't cost you any different, but we're asking you to go to AfterBuzzTV.com, you click on the Amazon affiliate banner, and you make your purchase that way. Same purchase, you're getting it the same way, you're not paying anymore, but what happens gives us a little boost, little kickback, and it enables us to bring you more shows. We keep everything for free, and it's just a nice, you know, nice little relationship. So.
And we want to be here. And we want to be here for you guys.
We want to be here for you guys. We want to give you more shows. It pays for the lights and all kinds of stuff. So that's all we're asking you. Quick little detour on Amazon.com. You go to AfterBuzz TV. You click on our banner, and you're making the purchase the same way you normally would. So.
And again, it's free.
So, all right. Back on track. Lie detector test.
I don't really appreciate the questions that were asked. Like, is Kim your favorite daughter? I mean, we all know that Kim is her favorite daughter, but
come on. Notes. You know what, though? He asked some really good questions. He said, is Robert Kardashian Khloe's father? We've all wanted to know the answer to that one. He also asked, has Chris taken more than her fair share of the money from her kids?
I love that question.
That was a great question. Yeah. Because since she is the mom and she's the manager, who knows if she's skimming a little off the top from everybody.
Right.
Nobody knows that because she's running everything.
And I also liked, would you like to have an affair with Todd?
Yes.
And so, and she said no and no to all these
questions. Well, that's when it was
I don't understand. I don't understand. Isn't lie detectors like when it's kind of going off the radar, that means...
Apparently, but
I've never heard of a compromise to a lie detector.
Yeah,
you know
I mean, whenever I've watched Maury Povich, when that thing is moving, you're lying about it. You know what I'm saying? So once again, I was like, that looks a tad bit shady.
Right.
That was a real suspicious answer.
There's
that
not
the
a you
gave.
Might kind of be the baby daddy.
Right,
it's like
you're not. Exactly.
Dario, I love that you just admitted that you watched Maury Povich.
Still,
thank you,
Jerry Springer.
I'm one of those. Yeah, I do.
No, but that's true, though. But yeah, you're right, Susan. Like, they glossed over it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And so I'm kind of disappointed that we didn't get straight up answers. Was it truthful?
I agree. We'll never know.
We'll never know. And I don't appreciate the fact that Chris is just trying to flip the script on Bruce in every single way.
Yes.
She's telling the cameras how much she loves him, appreciates him, and she really wants to work it out. Yeah, he's right in front of you. So what if he's being standoffish? Bitch, you just went and saw the man that you had an affair with 21 years ago,
and he's into her,
and he is into her. Snooka, what is our what is our room number?
I know what I mean.
Yeah,
that was
pretty.
I love me some Chris, but she is a little scandalous.
Yeah,
she was. That was Hoville for sure.
You said Hoville.
That was Hoville for
doing
sure.
Doing a new word?
I love how was it
Hoville?
Was it Chloe or was it Courtney? Well, she was like, "Were you rubbing his cock with your feet underneath
the table?"
I mean, for her daughters to say that, it would have, you know,
we can't put it
past her.
What do you guys think about her asking Courtney to leave because she knows how judgmental Courtney is and she just wanted to tell Kim and Chloe? What do you think about
that? I think it was actually probably smart because Courtney is very judgmental towards her mother. And if I was about to tell a secret like that, I wouldn't want that judgment coming in there when you know you're already going to get it from that person.
Right.
So I think Chris did the right move.
Right. No. But she didn't leave.
Right. She didn't leave. But would we call Courtney judgmental, or would we call Courtney more of she kind of understands more because she has children of her own now? And we remember a few episodes back.
Right.
Courtney just couldn't fathom how she could cheat on Scott, even though her and Scott, they're not hiding anything. Their relationship is not always candies and butterflies. Like, they have their issues, but she can't imagine cheating on Mason.
Right. On her son.
Her son and her new baby girl.
But still, isn't that a little bit of judgment, though, technically?
It is judgment, but I get where it's coming from, and I think that's what you're getting.
Yeah.
That's your point, is the fact that now that she's a mother,
she
can relate to Chris and having children and being that situation, and she can relate and say, oh my God, I could never do that to Mason. I could never do that to Penelope. So I get what you're saying. So, but she ended up sitting in on the conversation anyway. What'd she call her mom? She called her a hoe bag.
That's
what she called her.
quote unquote. What did she say?
I think she
said, what a little whore.
A whore, yeah.
Now, I don't know, but you know, we're all, you know, ethnic here. If any of us said that to our parents, I think we'd get an open-handed slap in the face.
If my parents did that, then my parents would get an open-handed slap in the face. Okay,
I think I would be tasting a little bit of dust on the floor.
Yes.
That's what my face would be.
Yes, dust on the floor or, you know, some hand action. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'd have to go to the dentist like Lamar.
Exactly. A great segue. thank you, Dario. Great segue. So who knew that...
I just say, in addition to, you know, my little who I am, I'm also a cavity sniffer as well.
So you specialize in smell?
Yes, I specialize in cavity sniffing.
Holy crap.
And what does a cavity smell like?
What does it smell
like? You're good to go.
Okay, good.
Can you smell from the, over here?
You might.
Shut up. So who knew that Kim K's, like, her senses were so, you know, sensitive, like that she's sniffing
out
cavities?
Okay, in all realness, if you have a strong sense of smell, you can smell tooth decaying. And we saw...
What does it smell like?
Okay. It smells like 8 cavities, a root canal, and a wisdom teeth decay. That's what it smells like.
Okay, let me keep it 100%. That is halitosis. That's what that is.
Well, you know
you
what?
You just said teeth decaying, you know, build up of food in the teeth.
I know.
Like, these are all things are halitosis when it has a scent.
I got Lamar's back on this one because I'm with him. I hate going to the dentist. I had really, really bad experiences at the dentist. I probably had about 5 root canals. So,
I've never had a root canal.
I've had one. Don't judge.
Yeah. Shut up. But I've had about 5. And so I get it. Like, it's just, to me, I associate going to the dentist just with, oh my God, like pain and terror. Like, I don't want to go.
You should face your fears and I'll be right there holding your hand.
Oh, that.
Okay,
screw
but for
that.
In all realness, he said that he's so happy now that he can enjoy ice cream and hot chocolate.
That's because he had some good drugs.
No, he was in pain.
Yeah.
He was in pain. And now if you're going to wait another how many years, you're going to have another 5 root canals.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he waited so long.
He
should have been scared of the dentist when you've never gone to get anything checked.
Exactly.
You're going to have some issues in there. I hate to tell you, Lamar.
All I'm saying is I get it. I really get it.
And you know what I do have to comment that I love how they really are a real family. Like, Kim's like, boo. Brother-in-law, it's sneaky.
No, it's humming.
I'm going to make an appointment for
humming
you.
Come at you.
And I love how they're really a family.
Yeah,
and there's, like, no shame in the game.
Yeah.
It's like, and they all go and support him because he was scared.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it? Yes. And he spent, 7 hours?
7 hours.
He was knocked out.
Freaking 7 hours, but he got everything done. And we were saying
all
as we were viewing it now, you know, when you don't have to worry about, you know, insurance and expenses, you can spend 7 hours at the dentist.
Oh, and you can get knocked out, too.
Yeah. For the normal working folk, it's let me shoot the Novocaine in. Let's get the first procedure done. Let's schedule the next one for 4 weeks. But
and I don't know how your wisdom tooth was, but I had my doctor's shoulder on his foot on my shoulder trying to yank out my wisdom tooth. So I mean, it was mild.
That's funny. Do you know what's funny? I was only born with one wisdom tooth.
Really?
Wow.
And they say as people as we evolve, because wisdom teeth, they're vestigial. We don't need them. I know we're getting off subject, but I'm going to finish this really quickly. But we don't need them. They serve no purpose. So as our race, as the human race evolves, people are going to be born with no wisdom teeth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good to know.
Yeah. But I was born with one. Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. Did you guys catch how Kim's hair was changing back and forth? So one moment it was like to here and it was the normal like dark brown, black color. Mm-hmm. Then another moment, it was here.
And it was like red highlights.
And it was like red and highlights. What's up with that?
I didn't notice at first until you guys pulled it out.
Like,
that's why I love sitting around the ladies to figure out what.
I'm like, no.
Thing. Today is Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday. Yeah.
But so, once I did see that, it did look distinctly different in all the things.
Distinctly. So it makes
maybe that was a topic that's been going on for a while. I mean, Kim is really concerned about her brother-in-law's halitosis or his teeth. So maybe that was something that came on episodes that happened way before, and they're kind of cutting it in. Who
or
knows?
Maybe the halitosis was so thick that it dyed her hair a different color. Maybe that's what it was.
It's just so funny because it does make you wonder about, okay, when were certain things shot?
Right.
And, you know, what's like, because it seemed pieced together. But yeah, her hair was definitely different.
It was definitely different. But, you know, that's the magic of television. They can't give away all their
secrets.
That
wasn't magic.
It wasn't magic.
That was not magic. It was boom, boom. Kind of like, you know, as a black girl, you know, I'd go into work and people were like, oh my God, your hair changed. Did you get a haircut? Yeah.
Bitch,
I'd
go watch like, Good Hair, okay?
I'd be like,
go rent it and watch it.
I washed my hair.
But Kim did look good in every scene.
Oh, Kim is always given good face, good hair.
She's
good
always
booty.
Done to She's all always... her booty. That booty shot when they're going up the stairs. Oh my
God. Yeah, that was nice.
She's
that was a nice booty shot.
From the man in the room, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But
nice.
Yeah, she's given a lot of booty.
So do you like a big ass? Or do you just like Kim Kardashian's ass? It's a legitimate question.
You know, I've gone back and forth with Kim's ass, to be honest with you. There are moments that it looks really good and in shape, and there's moments that I think she lets it run and get a little loose. She's kind of like Janet Jackson, but Kim, overall, Kim's a cute girl, so, you know.
She's very cute. She's very cute. But I definitely think that shot of her ass going up the stairs, that was
like some badunkadunk. I was wow.
That was some donkey.
Yeah,
donkey booty, as in the words of, what's her name, Phaedra from Housewives of Atlanta. A black man loves to see a woman going because he can see her donkey booty. Okay. Anyway, let's talk about her, since we were on the her subject.
Okay.
Hair. So Rob's losing his hair.
He's thinning. He's receding.
Thinning? What's the difference?
Let me say this, though. If you guys have brothers, I'm not sure. Don't ever make fun of him about that, because
that was my question to
you. So when Chloe and it was Courtney at that time, or was it Kim who made it?
It was Kim.
Kim, we're talking about his hair. That's just a sensitive subject for a guy. You know, we don't want to hear it in a joking way. So I fell for Rob. I was like, you know, he got sensitive. You know, I feel
I think it's obvious, though. His hair is thinning.
It's thinning a little bit.
Yeah.
He needs a little
Do you have a shaved head? Do you think he should just say screw it and shave the head?
Word.
Bald, shaved. Is there a difference?
Is there a difference?
Bald and shaved.
Yeah, mine's shaved. Yes. Bald is like Lamar. Lamar has a bald head.
Okay. Mm. So wait, does bald mean that like?
You involuntarily lost
exactly.
Yeah.
If I grow my hair out, I'll get a fro.
This is a fashion statement.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Got it.
I got you, Leo.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's why we're
shaved. So, do you think that Rob should just like fight what's happening and just voluntarily shave his head?
No,
I don't think it's that dramatic yet.
Yeah, I don't think it's that serious yet.
Well, that's the key word. But he did go back to his ancestry. Pictures, and his grandfather was it? He was trying to see if he was going to lose his hair.
Yeah.
And I do know that on your mother's side, they say, is the gene that carries for the guy. So that is true. So by him going back and looking at Chris's father and her grandfather, that was a smart move.
At the same time, what's the point?
He's 25 years old.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, he needs to just start preventing.
Yeah, just go through
what,
the
little Rogaine.
I mean, he had that little machine that Chloe's like, oh my God, I'm just going to die right now.
We don't want Rob to do the little scalp treatment.
Or hair plugs. Because those look so not natural.
Scary looking.
But Rob's barber is really good, because as a black man, one of the things that we find out is when you are going a little bit bald or your hair's thinning, the key is to fade portions of your hair so it distracts from the baldness at the top. That's a little secret my barber told me.
Fade the side.
So Rob faded out the side, which was cool, because then you don't notice the baldness anymore. I think even you said, or the thinning of the hair, I should say. I think even you said something about, wow, his hair looks full there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, it's that fade.
It's an illusion.
But it looks good.
Okay. And I think he might have put a little black powder in his hair.
Black powder?
Girl,
that's what Kim said.
There's definitely. Yes. You just put a little black powder in with your hair product, kind of put it in there, makes it, you know, less.
It makes it look fuller.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, Rob, we'd still love to have you here. Hair, no hair.
Yeah,
full.
We love Rob. Yeah, I think Rob did have a shaved head like two seasons ago.
He did.
And he looked mighty fine.
He did shave his head. Yes. So that's why I'm wondering, why not just, you know, like work with what you got? Because he looks good with the shaved head. So,
A guy never wants, a guy wants the option to be able to not have
to
hair.
Be like,
he doesn't want it to
I
be
get
forced.
It. I
exactly.
get it.
So Rob is like, let me, Rob's only in his 20s. Rob's like, let me keep this as long as I can.
I get it.
Because once you shave it, It's done.
But you know, also Rob Kardashian Sr., he was just little receding up here.
Right. But he still had a head full of hair.
Yeah, he did too. So I think that's where Rob will eventually go down. Maybe he'll like recede a little here. Mm-hmm. That's what we're seeing anyways right now.
Right.
But I think he's fine. I think he'll be all right.
He'll be good.
All right. We're going to hit a quick commercial and then we're going to come back and talk about Bruce and Chris's romantic getaway in Malibu.
Booyah.
Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Woolly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man, no. I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. No, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Woolly Bear sent you.
All right. We are back. So, all right, now it's time to talk about Chris and Bruce's romantic getaway.
In the boo.
In Malibu.
Huge place.
So, first of all, Bruce falls asleep on the couch their first night there, and Chris, you know, goes and puts a blanket over him. Do you think they missed the whole point of what this weekend was supposed to be all about?
Sort of. I mean, they both have their egos and they both have their viewpoints, and that's, you know how people are. We get caught up in those viewpoints so much that sometimes we miss the boat. So I think that they did.
100%.
I think they missed the boat.
Right. Do you think that maybe it happened a little too soon? Like maybe Bruce really needed to think about his feelings, because he was really hurt. He even had a heart-to-heart with his son on the beach about the whole situation, Brandon. Yeah. And even Brandon asked the question, well, have you guys talked about being separated? I was like, whoa, he brought the S word into it. Yeah. So do you think it was too soon to have a romantic getaway?
No, I think the longer you let something brew, it spirals out of control, and you start thinking your own little, you imagine things to the worst, and you start adding on to that resentment that you have. So I think it's good that her their kids want to nip it right away.
Yeah. Right.
But
just
like you said,
the kids wanted to nip it doesn't mean that they wanted to nip it.
They both want to nip it. It's just a matter of who takes the first step and who swallows the big pill, you know? And it should have been Chris because, at the end of the day, this was her wrong, you know? You can't be upset with Bruce and how he's reacting. Mm-hmm. Just because you put a blanket over him or you ask how he takes his coffee, that doesn't mean shit. You need to talk about the situation. Right. Don't deflect on what happened.
Right.
And that's what Chris is doing. And she's a smart, smart woman. And she knows. I mean, she's a great communicator. We've seen this on countless episodes that she's great at communicating. But she needs to communicate that to her husband.
But don't get it twisted, Bruce, because Chris is known for having affairs.
I know.
So you got to remember that.
But that is...
Chris is a player.
And you just brought up a really good comment because Bruce made a comment. He said when they first got married, Chris told him, you can't trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You can't trust me. So what are you supposed to think about a person who tells you that? Like, what do you think?
That's not sexy.
That's not sexy.
I get being honest and forthcoming, but that's like, whoa.
You like some mystery to the person you're with.
Yeah.
But when you tell me not to trust you, like, that's always going to stick in my mind.
Huge red flag.
I felt Bruce. I know that's in Bruce's mind. He's like, he clearly, he even brought it up to the girls.
Yeah.
That's serious.
Yeah.
But he still married her.
So, I mean, he loved her, and he loves her, and I don't doubt that she loves him, but she needs to come down a little bit. She needs to come down to earth, and she needs to, like, get her shit together, because this is, like, this is unacceptable, and she's doing this in front of her youngest daughter.
which I think was a huge problem.
Huge problem. And, you know, she's on camera saying, oh, you know, he's downstairs. I mean, we should be taking care of, taking advantage of this beautiful house that we're at right now in Malibu in front of the beach. You know, go communicate that with, he is just 100 feet away from me.
Right.
Go talk to him.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But they're like most couples, right? You know, you gotta, you're going through those hard times at the beginning, and then they kind of came around at the end. You know,
they did come around a little bit. But I still think that there's a lot more to this. You know, I think we're going to see a lot more to their relationship. Yeah. I don't think this whole situation with, you know, her seeing Todd is over. I think this is going to come up in future episodes. So,
and if I can just recap really quickly, she met Bruce 3 weeks after she broke it off with Todd. So that was fresh.
I think
the reason that her and Todd even had a breakup because it was so scandalous, because that happened with Robert Kardashian.
Right.
And because there were children involved and he was so young. And it was a dirty breakup between her and Todd.
Yeah. And we still don't know all the details
either.
I would love to find that out,
And I think that, Bruce knows all the dirty details. This is why it hits home for him.
Yeah.
Right.
And after 21 years, he's hearing that, oh, she still fantasizes about him.
And she needs closure.
Right. For her to move on for the rest of her life. So what were you doing in the 21 years that we've been married? You know? So that's something to think about.
I don't know.
That's definitely something to think about.
Things that make you go, hmm. Only thing is, Chris is definitely in the wrong, but Bruce is a grumpy old man, though.
Yeah, he is. He definitely is. But maybe he's got cause to be.
Maybe. You know, and I have to say that, you know, the Olympics, just the opening ceremony was Saturday, and he's a correspondent for E! And he's commentating on the Olympics,
as he should, because
he's a legend. And I mean, I'm so happy.
Oh, he's the best.
I mean, he's got a gig, what, every 4 years?
Yeah.
The Olympics is every 4 years.
Yeah.
So Bruce
Well, hey, there's
gig.
Winter Games.
That's right.
You know, so, I mean, I'm so proud of Bruce.
Yeah.
I love Bruce.
Yeah.
I'm Team Bruce all the way.
Yay. I didn't watch the Olympic ceremony, so.
Kind of weird.
Was it? Why?
Danny Boyle, he's an odd, strange director. He did Slumdog Millionaire.
So he directed the...
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And so, I mean, to follow up on Beijing, it was definitely, the stakes were high, but I was just like, whoa.
Interesting. Did you watch it?
I did. I saw part of it, and I thought it was very interesting. I wasn't sure how I felt after watching it, to be honest with you.
Who lit the torch, the final torch?
Was he the guy that the race,
Huh? I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't remember.
This ain't the Olympics coverage.
Yeah. All right. I was asking. But, well, it's not the Olympics coverage, but it's time for news and gossip coverage.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. So there's never a dull moment with news and gossip with the Kardashians, as we know. And the latest is that Kourtney Kardashian, she's a little pissed at Kris because Kris is already trying to make money from this new baby.
My goodness.
Apparently, Kris really wanted, she was relentless with taking pictures and she wanted to sell them. The whole family knew it. And apparently, the last straw with Kourtney was when Kris wanted to take pictures of the actual, during the birth as she was having the baby.
Wow.
And Kourtney was, and Scott and Kourtney was just like, no, we're not having it. Because we all know that a lot of celebrities, they make a lot of money by selling pictures of their kids to a lot of the tabloids.
Right.
So I guess Kris was just trying to broker a deal like she normally does. And Kourtney and Scott weren't having it. What do you guys think? Do you think that's true, first of all?
No, because Kourtney had Mason on camera. She pulled a baby out of her vagina with her two hands. So I don't think she's very
We know where babies come from, hon.
So I don't think she's like trying to like hide her baby.
Okay. Okay, that's true. But at the same time, like, maybe she didn't want the second child pimped out. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, you know, Mason wasn't technically supposed to be on the shows anymore because Scott had, you know, an issue with his child being on camera. But, I mean...
Mason's getting a check.
That's what I'm saying. He's fast forward 2 years. Hello.
Right.
It's the Mason show.
Yeah.
We love him. And
so
he has,
cute.
Yes, love him. So,
it's
I mean,
a ploy. All the Kardashians want to do
so
is make money, no matter what they say.
You, right?
Get him where you fit in.
I know, right? Thank you, Radar Online, for that story. Anyway. Next story. Okay, this is a good one, y'all. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Kourtney Kardashian, her world is shattered because Scott Disick has this creepy criminal past, and it's finally being revealed. Mm-hmm. So apparently, back in the day, Scott used to, this is when he was in New York, he would hang out in the Hamptons, mm-hmm. him and his buddies.
I think he's from the Hamptons.
Yeah, exactly, which mm-hmm. is why he's got the whole rich boy, Ralph Lauren, preppy polo look. But he would hang out with his boys in the Hamptons. They would meet girls, like these rich girls at all these clubs and stuff like that. And they would go home with these women, and they would have sex or whatever. And when these women were asleep or passed out or whatever, mm-hmm. they would, like, steal their credit cards mm-hmm. and their jewelry and just any kind of valuables that they had. So for whatever reason, this is coming to light. So what do you guys think about that? Do you think...
I mean, yes, he can absolutely be a dickhead at times, but also he was a teenager.
Yeah.
He's being an asshole, you know?
You do stupid stuff when you're a teenager that when you're an adult you regret doing, so...
You do. Apparently, let's see here, no charges were ever filed, but there's this girl, Brittany. She's basically talking to Star Magazine, so we all know Brittany's probably been paid, so, you know, you have to take it with a grain of salt, but it says... Scott and one of his buddies had a system. They would pass themselves off as wealthy stockbrokers, pick up girls in the clubs in the Hamptons, get drunk with them, then take them back to their parents' homes and claim the homes were their own. When the time was right, Scott and his friend would go through their handbags and steal just about anything they could get their hands on, including cell phones, camera, cash, and even credit cards. So this is coming from this Brittany chick.
Okay, well, yeah, like you said, you know, he was a dumb, immature asshole. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, with the girls, it's like, what are you doing going home with a guy that you just met and then leaving your shit all over the place? For me, maybe call me paranoid or maybe call me living in New York and giving me some wisdom. I always check my bag. If there's a dollar missing, who took my dollar? You know what I mean?
It's the Leo trait.
Where's my Subway fare?
As a woman, you should always, always have yourself guarded and protected.
Agreed.
You
know? Your cocktail, your handbag and your purse.
You know what I mean? Yes. I take my cocktail to the bathroom when I'm at a bar. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Well, we will soon see if that happens to catch up with Scott. And let's see here. Finally, you know, another Kim Kardashian and Kanye West sighting. They're officially a couple. So if there was ever any doubt that, you know, this is fake or not authentic, they were seen in New York, spotted going to see the Book of Mormon. It's a show. This is actually this past weekend on Saturday. So, do we think it's official? Well,
yeah, I think they're good together. I think that he's having a great influence on her. And so, I'm all for it. Yeah. And so, you guys remember that Kanye song where he takes a jab at Chris saying, you know, he's lucky I didn't have Dre dropping from the team. So, you know, Chris Humphries signed a 2-year contract. And I don't know if it's $12 million or $24 million for mm-hmm. 2 years. And then Chris tweeted, sorry, I guess Jay didn't drop me from the team. That was his tweet back. Or he says something like, lucky Jay didn't drop me from the team. So that was his kind of like jab back at Kanye. Like, you know, but you know, I think that was funny.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, well, and they've been friends for such a long time. I mean, so that relationship's been brewing for a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it's love, then hey.
I know.
Maybe she finally found it.
Yeah, hopefully she has. Hopefully it's real. Hopefully she's happy. I don't know. And before we sign, well, you know what? Let's do predictions.
Okay.
Let's get to predictions.
Yeah.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions.
All right, so in scenes for the next... Oh my God.
There's a water birth.
Yes.
Horrific.
Yes.
Can you not?
Well, obviously, we know that Courtney has had her kids. So, you know, fast forward to present day. We know she's had her kid, but scenes from the next, she is considering doing birth by water.
Well, a home birth.
Or home birth,
Scott was saying that you should consider having a home birth. Scott, you don't have a vajay.
Exactly.
Shut the hell
that
up.
That shit looked painful you know as what hell. I mean? That girl was screaming.
Yes.
So, do we know how Courtney at the end of the day had her kid? Did she have her kid in a hospital?
No, but I'm sure if it was a water birth, we would have heard all about it. So, I think she probably went to her OBGYN, who delivered herself and her sisters.
Right.
So, you know, because, you know, they're the one that delivered Mason was who delivered Courtney.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah. Oh, that's kind
of
comforting.
Who,
that's
who delivered all of Kris Jenner's baby.
Cool. Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, that's really cool. That's got to be really comforting to know, you know, the same person that brought you into the world is bringing your child into
exactly.
the world.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the big scenes for the next is, you know, seeing some poor woman scream out in pain while she's having a baby at home. And what else helped?
And I just wanted to comment. We love your guys' comment on iTunes and YouTube. And a few episodes ago, we were debating on how, not debating, we were wondering how much Kanye's net worth was and how much Kim's net worth was. So I want to say thank you. Well, we want to say thank you to Mr. Buttercup Cream Baby.
Mr. Buttercup Cream Baby.
No, Mr. Buttercream Baby.
Mr. Buttercream Baby.
For verifying. So Kanye, his net worth is $90 million.
Wow.
And Kim's is $35
million. Wow.
Yeah. Well, hers is,
That's nothing to be. Well, thank you, Mr. Buttercream. Yeah, we were talking about that. So thanks so much for getting that information and posting it for us. And every week going forward, we plan on addressing a lot of your comments and talking about stuff. So
because we appreciate it.
We appreciate it. And we want to let you know that we listen to you and we care. So you know what? I think that's our show. So I'm going to go around the table. And what do you got going on, Susan?
Just a lot of auditions, prepping for our show. We have big things coming up here at AfterBuzz. Again, please follow me at It's Susan Hahn, ItsSusanHahn.
Darian.
Thank you, guys. I enjoyed the show.
We loved you.
You can follow me at Dariel Christen, DerrielChriston.
And I am Deanna Vaughn, and I'm actually going home to Ohio for my 20th high school reunion. Damn, I just aged myself.
I know.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You mean your 10 years.
My 10 years.
Your 5 years.
Sorry. I'll be going home to Ohio, so I'll miss you guys next week, but you'll be in great hands. But you can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. That's GO2GirlTV. And if you can follow me at my website, it's GoToGirlTV.com, where I bring you lots of fun go-to tips and help save you money and live a fabulous life. But thanks for watching, you guys, and we'll see you next week. Well,
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.